From Spark and Anvil and Truth Quest, this is Trace, in Chapter 1 of the Truth Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Trace is a bloodhound tween, small with soft tan droopy ears and a nose that's almost always pointed down, following a trail. He wears a chunky investigator vest, and in his pockets he keeps his provenance chain cards and his breadcrumb tracker, a little round device that lights up one more step each time he gets closer to where a story began. Trace teaches evidence traceback, finding the true beginning of any story. Where did this claim start? He likes to say. Open four tabs, follow it back. Because lots of people hear a wild story and just believe it, right in the middle. But Trace knows that big, exciting stories change as they're passed along, losing details, growing wilder. So the real beginning is often much calmer and sometimes says the opposite of the viral version. The exciting middle of a story, Trace says, nose down, is usually not where the truth lives.
Trace grew up near winding forest paths in a family of bloodhounds who'd follow trails for generations. He learned to trust the trail back the day a monster turned out to be a mouse. As a young pup, he heard the older dogs baying about a terrifying beast that had roared at the edge of the woods, and he was ready to run and hide. But his grandfather said, "Every trail leads somewhere, little one. Don't believe the story. Walk it back." So Trace put his nose down and followed the scent. Step by step, back and back and back, past the retellings, past the exaggerations, until he found where it started. A tiny, grumpy field mouse squeaking at a squirrel. By the fifth telling, it had become a roaring monster, Trace says, ears flopping as he shakes his head. But the first source was a squeak. That's when I learned. Every wild story has a calm little beginning, if you'll only follow the trail all the way back. He's followed trails to their source ever since.
When Trace was 12, he walked to the Truth Tribune. Veritas, his mentor, asked, "What is traceback?" Trace stood tall. It's asking, where did this story start? You open four tabs and follow it back, all the way to the real first source. Veritas smiled, eyes twinkling. You are appointed.
In his workshop, Trace shows a made-up example everyone's been sharing, the legend of the Whispering Woods gnomes, who supposedly grant wishes if you leave them a shiny button, so everyone's leaving buttons in the woods. Trace traces it back through five steps with his cards and tracker and finds the real beginning, a little kid's drawing of gnomes, plus a bedtime story her dad once told. The viral version had dropped every detail and even made the kid's crayon drawing sound like a real treasure map. Then he teaches the steps. Where did I see it? The first link. Where did they get it? Good sources tell you. Keep going back. Each step gets closer to the start. Find the first source, the original paper, the person who actually saw it, the official record. Watch for decay. Stories change every time they're told. The first version is usually far less exciting. For pictures, check the date and place. A snowy photo from last winter can be used to make you think it's snowing now. A special reverse image search helps. And two big clues. If you can't find the start, that's itself a warning. The story might not be true. And never just believe the middle, and never stop after only one step back. The truth is usually deeper. All his examples, he's careful to note, are friendly and made up. Gnomes and flying broccoli, never anything real that could hurt or mislead.
"Isn't all that trail following slow?" a student asked him once. Trace lowered his head with a soft smile. "It's not slow, it's fun. Where did this claim start? Open four tabs. Follow it back. Find the real beginning. And if the trail stops cold, that's a clue too."
And every time he followed a wild story back to its calm little start, a squeak, a drawing, a bedtime tale, Trace felt the thing he loved most spread warm through him.
Not the jumpy thrill of believing the loudest, scariest version, but the steady, curious gladness of a calm detective who slowed down, put his nose to the trail, and found out for himself. That patient, curious, followed it all the way back feeling, calm instead of swept along, was to Trace the very best part of chasing the truth.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trace. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.